Track 11. Now we have this month's love letter to King's Lynn, the historic port town in the west of the county.
King's Lynn is an absolute treat for history lovers. Situated on the Great Ouse, it has a rich seafaring past befitting its location. And its prosperity and status as an internationally important port is reflected in its wealth of handsome buildings, which have appeared on the big screen in The Personal History of David Copperfield and Revolution. Parts of the medieval Hanseatic port service, including the Hansa House, the Custom House, where you'll also find a statue of one of the town's most famous sons, explorer George Captain Vancouver, who the Canadian city is named after, and Grand Merchants' Houses. Other impressive architecture includes the Minster, the Town Hall with its distinctive checkerboard facade, and the Guildhall of St George. Now, it's believed to be the last surviving theatre where Shakespeare performed. So where to stay? Located in the village of Pot Row, not far from King's Lynn, the Old Cowshed is a fabulous romantic bolt hold for two. Just 20 minutes by car from the coast, this hideaway is nestled in a charming and quiet corner of the county, slightly off the beaten track. The single-storey open-plan accommodation is of very high specification, with granite worktops in the kitchen and oak flooring throughout. The main living space is open-plan with bifold doors leading to a private courtyard garden, and great care has been made to create a comfy, relaxing home from home, including a king-size bed. Now, if you love cycling, there are some beautiful routes to the coast, and the property has a bike shed. Contact Norfolk Hideaways on 01328 887 658. So, what to do? This is a town where you can take a real trip back in time. Trews Yard Fisherfolk Museum tells the fascinating story of the town's old fishing community, the North End, and don't miss Lynn Museum. Here you can marvel at the Bronze Age timbers of the Sea Henge, which were revealed by the tides at home in 1998. On until September the 15th, the exhibition The Moon, Meet Our Nearest Neighbour, tells the story of lunar discovery and explanation, with some fascinating items on show, including a piece of real moon rock and a 3-metre inflatable moon model suspended in the ceiling space. Catch a show at King's Lynn Corn Exchange. Highlights of the autumn programme include West End star Kerry Ellis, pop legend Leo Sayer, and explorer Simon Reeve. King's Lynn is a festival town. Each Valentine's Day, Lynn Marts opens in Tuesday Marketplace, the fun fair marking the official start of the showman's year. And in June, the Hansa Festival celebrates the town's role as a member of the Hanseatic League, a network of towns across Europe which traded with each other. Its arts festival in July welcomes performers from across the globe, alongside Festival 2, which is one of the largest free music festivals in Europe. And from September the 27th to the 29th, King's Lynn Literature Festival will be held at the Town Hall, featuring writers including Wendy Cope, Jill Dawson, Louise Doughty, Rachel Hoare, and DJ Taylor, and Camilla Balshaw. So where to eat and drink? Described by Sir Niklaus Pevsner as one of the finest houses in King's Lynn, the Bank House in King's Lynn Staithe Square is now a restaurant and hotel, particularly known for its Sunday lunches with all the trimmings and decadent afternoon teas. The Grade 2 listed building was originally a merchant's house, where wine imported from the continent was stored, and then in the 1780s, Joseph Gurney set up a bank in the building, Gurney's Bank, which later went on to become Barclays. In Saturday Marketplace, flavoursome fare is on the menu at the Wen's Chop and Ale House. Plus, there are self-contained apartments and a deluxe double suite, so you can make a stay of it. in South Quay, the Ratskeller serves up small tapas-style plates alongside classics such as haddock and chips and an epic-sounding burger. Also on the quay, at Marriott's Warehouse has a menu to take you through from breakfast to dinner, plus an outdoor seating area with lovely views of the river. In the area then, King George V called Sandringham the place I loved better than anywhere in the world, the place where the royal family traditionally spends Christmas, and hundreds of well-wishers gather to catch a glimpse of them as they attend church. It's been a much-loved country retreat for generations of monarchs and their families. Sandringham House, Gardens and St Mary Magdalene Church are open until October the 11th, along with the summer exhibition Vin and Omi, the Royal Garden Waste to Fashion Future, which is a collection of 26 innovative garments and accessories which have been made using plant waste taken from royal gardens, including Highgrove and Sandringham. The Royal Parkland is open daily all year round for walking, running and cycling. Another one of the area's splendid buildings, Houghton Hall, which was built by Great Britain's first Prime Minister Sir Robert Walpole, has work by acclaimed ceramicist Dame Magdaleno O'Donoghue on show until September the 29th, and Anthony Gormley's thought-provoking large-scale installation Time Horizon, that's on until October the 31st. Not far from King's Lynn, Norman Castle Rising Castle is one of the largest and best-preserved keeps in the country, surrounded by 20 acres of earthworks at Castle Acre. Explore the ruins of a Norman friary.